Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin. Chapter 58, Galactics. Krat licked slowly at her mating claw, studiously ignoring the creatures who scurried to clean up the bloody mess in the corner. There would be trouble over this. The Pelan High Council would protest. Of course, she was within her rights as Grand Admiral to deal with any member of the fleet as she saw fit. But that did not traditionally cover the skewering of a senior librarian simply because he was the bearer of bad news. "I'm getting old," she realized, "and the daughter I had hoped would soon be strong enough to pull me down is now dead. Who now will do me the honors before I grow erratic and become a hazard to the clan?" The small furry body was hauled away, and a sturdy paha mopped up the bloody mess. The other Pila looked at her. "Let them stare. When we capture the Earthlings, it won't matter. I shall be famous, and this incident will be ignored by all, especially the Pila. If we are the first ones to approach the progenitors with an offering, the law won't matter anymore. The Pila will not simply be our adult liege clients. They will be ours, again, to meddle with, to redesign, to shape once more." "Back to work, all!" she snapped her mating claw. The twang sent the bridge crew scuttling off to their stations, some to repair the smoking damage from a near miss in the most recent battle with a Tendu. "Think now, Sorrow Mother, can you spare ships to send once more to the planet, to that hellish volcano where every fleet has already sent a party to fight and die? There weren't supposed to be any Gubru left here, but a battered Gubru scout had shown up at the place where the distress call came from. It had gone to smoky ruin along with a Tendu destroyer, Pratil's ship, number 16, and two other vessels even her battle computers could not identify. Perhaps one was a surviving spear ship of the Brothers of the Night, which had hidden on one of Kithrup's moons. Meanwhile, out here, the final battle with the Tandu's unholy alliance had turned into a bloody draw. The Sorrow still had a slim advantage, so the remaining Thenanin stayed by their Tendu allies. Should she risk all in the next encounter? For the Tendu to win would be horrible. They would, if they gained the power, destroy so many beautiful species that the Sorrow might some day own. If it came down to a choice, she guessed the Thenanin would switch sides. One more time. "Strategy section," she snapped. "Fleet Mother," a Paha warrior approached, but stopped just out of arm reach. It eyed her cautiously. Given a chance, she would breed respect into the Paha gene so deeply, nothing would ever eradicate it. The Paha stepped back involuntarily as her claw stretched. "Find out which ships are now most expendable. Organize them into a small squadron. We're going to investigate the planet again." The Paha saluted and returned to its station quickly. Krat settled deeper into the velour cushion. "We shall need a distraction," she thought. "Perhaps another expedition to that volcano would make the Thenanin nervous and let the Tendu think we know something." "Of course," she reminded herself, "the Tendu themselves may know what we do not."